Today we carry on reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, chapter 9. And today is the text. Which text we got on the board? 19. But I was asked yesterday by the class Wola, the master of ceremony, Ananda Prabhu, to give a verse to read from. Which one? The one from yesterday, which is 18. Because yesterday the devotee was supposed to give a class, he did not make it. So we had a Prabhupada's class. So what we are doing, instead to Gazam, the verse of the Bhagavatam, we can read it through. And then today we can study the number 19. So what I'll do, I'll just read it through 18 and then we can chant the verse on the board. So also today is the appearance day of Narottama Das Thakur, who is one of the chief acharya in our Sampradaya, and we'll try to address a little something about him. So, number 18, here we go. Translation. Because of Mother Jashoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration, and the flowers and the comb were falling from her hair. When the child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. Purport. That's a short purport. We'll read it. When the mother Jashoda and the other ladies finally saw that Krishna, although decorated with many bangles and other jeweled ornaments, could not be bound with all the ropes available in the house, when Mother Jashoda and the other ladies finally saw that Krishna, although decorated with many bangles and other jeweled ornaments, could not be bound with all the ropes available in the house, they decided that Krishna was so fortunate that he could not be bound by any material condition. Thus, they gave up the idea of binding him. But in competition between Krishna and his devotee, Krishna sometimes agrees to be defeated. Thus Krishna's internal energy, Yoga Maya, was brought to work and Krishna agreed to be bound by Mother Jashoda. Text 19. Translation. Om Maharaj Parikshit. This entire universe with its great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and Lord Indra is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yet the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. Purport. This pastime of Krishna is very difficult to understand, but devotees can understand it. It is therefore said, Darshayam sta vidam loka atmano bhaktavasyatam. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.11.9. The Lord displays the transcendental attribute of coming under the control of his devotees. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.35, Ekopya sau rachayutam jagadananda kotim yachaktir asti jagadananda chaya yat anta andantara sta paramanu chayantara stam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. By his own plenary portion as Paramatma, the Lord controls innumerable universes with all their demigods, yet he agrees to be controlled by a devotee. In the Upanishads, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can run with more speed than the mind. But here we see that although Krishna wanted to avoid being arrested by his mother, he was finally defeated, and Mother Jashoda captured him. Lakshmi Shastra Satansa Sambrama Sevayama Anam. Krishna is served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Nonetheless, he steals butter like one who is poverty-stricken. Yamaraj, the controller of all living entities, fears the order of Krishna. Yet Krishna is afraid of his mother's stick. These contradictions cannot be understood by one who is not a devotee. But a devotee can understand how powerful is unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. It is so powerful that Krishna can be controlled by an unalloyed devotee. This Brihat Vasyata does not mean that he is under control of the servant. He is under the control of the servant. Rather, he is under the control of the servant's pure love. In Bhagavad Gita 1.21, it is said that Krishna became the chariot driver of Arjuna. Arjuna ordered him, Senayo rubayo madhye ratam stampaya mi chuta. My dear Krishna, you have agreed to be my charioteer and to execute my orders. Place my chariot between the two armies of soldiers. Krishna immediately executed this order, and therefore one may argue that Krishna also is not independent. But this is one's ajnana, ignorance. Krishna is always fully independent. When he becomes subordinate to his devotees, this is a display of ananda chinmaya rasa, the humor of transcendental qualities that increases his transcendental pleasure. Everyone worships Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he sometimes desires to be controlled by someone else. Such a controller can be no one else but a pure devotee. And the purport, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumalitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Si Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Datati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vachalam, Pangalam Gayate Girim, Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande, Shri Guru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. By the mercy of the spiritual master, blind man can see stars in the sky, and by the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak eloquently. I therefore offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Vasavanti Namane. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhaktivedanta Swamineti Namane. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskara Desatarini. Offer my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnava present and those who are not present. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Paditanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Nama. This is very nice passage from Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's very clear in this passage that Lord Krishna is actually Atmaram Swarat, supremely independent, fully satisfied and independent. It's okay, it's fine, it's enough, yeah. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is so wonderful. He becomes, out of his own mercy and kindness, he becomes the Bhaktivatsala, servant of his bhakta, the servant of his devotee. But we should try to understand one thing, that he does not pretend to do that. He's not a pretender. Everything that Krishna does, he means it. Just like a father, he enjoys very much to serve his son. The spiritual master also. One time I was driving from the airport, my spiritual master, and somehow or another I did something that he was very happy with me. He was pleased with me. I can't remember what I did. Something good. And so the brahmacharis, I was a Sangeetan leader at that time. Some of the brahmacharis, they got some sweets for him and garland, water. So he got all these things and he just put the garland on me. He put the garland on himself, and then he put it on me. And then he was starting to feed me sweets. He would bite on and then feed me sweets in the car, one by one. It was very nice. And I said, Guru Maharaj, I should be serving you. This is a sacrilege. You know, I'm your servant, but you are... He said, yeah, shut up, but don't choke up. Have some water. Then he gave me some water. I was smiling, and I never forget how when our superior, when our lords, the acharyas, or when Lord Krishna becomes satisfied with our little service, then they come under our control. This is the way to conquer the Lord God. Here, Mother Yashoda was struggling, sweating, to bind Krishna on the mortar, because he was very naughty, but she could not succeed in the beginning. For the ropes, they were always 2 inches short. Why? Why? What does it represent? Not you, Govinda, maybe somebody else. Yes. Sorry? Endeavor and mercy. Is it correct, Govinda? If Govinda says so, then it's correct. There is also another comment from the Acharya. Whatever you say is correct, don't worry. That he cannot be bound by jnana and karma. But then Mother Yashoda, she starts to surrender. After the sweating comes the surrender. Okay, I give up. And that's when Lord Krishna, he mercifully allowed himself to be bound by Mother Yashoda. But in the same way, Duryodhana, he tried to arrest Krishna, to bind him. When Krishna came to the kingdom of the Kauravas to pass on the message of peace. So those who could not understand who he was, they tried to arrest him. Shishupal and all the rest. Duryodhan said, arrest him. And the Lord could not be arrested. He manifests his transcendental Virat Rupa form. Who can bind the Lord of the cosmic manifestation? The same Lord who was very little boy and with one step he covered the three worlds. Isn't it? No, from the lower planets to the heavenly planets. And then the second step in the whole entire universe. Who can bind such a personality? But here, in the purport, it is said that he can actually be bound by love. And the Lord becomes indebted, becomes the, like it says in the purport, the charioteer of his devotee. In India, to be in the beginning, when I used to go to India, there was this donga, what did they call? You know, the horse and the people they would get. It was a cheap way of public transport. There was a donkey or a horse with something on the back, and people they would sit on it. They would go to Govardhan or. And the person who drives, you know, he gets few paises. Person who drives the chariot. So it's not an exalted position to be a charioteer. Radeya was actually, he was defamed for being the son of a charioteer. Because it's like service to the public, means a sudra. Isn't it? Anything which is service to the public, to people, it means a sudra. So Krishna, he took the position of a sudra, of a charioteer, of his pure devotee. He comes down not just to the human form, but is willing to accept the form of an animal, of tortoise, or fish, always for our benefit. What does it say? There's a say in Italian, every man wants to be a king. Every king wants to be God. But God wants to be a man. He's the only one who wants to be a man. That's why he comes as a Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If someone becomes God, then the next thoughts in the mind is, why should I go back to humanity? Why should I become a human again? The demigods, they perform so many austerity to remain almost God. Demigods. Semi-gods. That's what it means. They perform so much austerity to climb the ladder, to be always higher than human beings. Nobody wants to be low. Everybody wants to be always higher than somebody else. But you could see that God, he doesn't like to be God. He comes down as a Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a man. He came down as a Lord Ramachandra, as a man. He didn't come as a god or demigods. He came as, not only that, you could see that in every incarnation he becomes the servant of his devotee when he's conquered by love. Only when he sees the surrender. Mother Jashoda displayed the surrender, so Krishna allowed her to bind him. Bali Maharaj, same. He surrendered to Vamanadeva. And then what happened? Of course, Vamana was teasing him, bound him by the ropes, playing around with him, testing him, teasing him, I'm going to throw you in the dungeons, prisons, in the lower planetary system, I will do this, I will do that. But actually, the Lord could see that this devotee completely surrendered to me. Especially when Vamana said, you are not very truthful. You cheated me. You are a rascal. You promised me 3 steps, but you only gave me 2. You are very, very dishonest. And then what happened? The intelligence of a devotee came into place. Bali Maharaj said, my dear Lord, he had nothing. The body, the entire body was actually bound by the rope of the snake. And he only had the head. He said, my dear Lord, you have put your step on my head. On my head. That was the final gesture of the Lord, of Bali. And the Lord became very pleased. Here is my devotee, Atma Nivedanam, surrendering everything, his own self. And then what happened? Again, Bhakti Vatsala. The Lord became so moved that he said, I'm not going to tell you what to do now. You're going to tell me what to do. I will become your gatekeeper. It's like, we have a Kuveri, gatekeeper of the manor. It's not an exalted position to be in. So Bali Maharaj had a kingdom. The Lord gave him a kingdom, Sutala planet, which is actually like a spiritual world. And this little Brahman became the gatekeeper. Did he pretend to do that? It was a show? I don't think so. This is the bhava of Krishna. He wants to reciprocate with the bhakti, with the surrender of his devotee, and therefore he becomes the servant of his devotee. You could see that in every time the Lord comes, he becomes a servant, lower. He was moved by the devotion of the demons and demigods. They were fighting to get the nectar from the ocean, and the Lord, he came as an animal, tortoise, to serve them. He went right down below. And they placed the Meru Mountains on his shoulder. And they used him. He was abused. He was used. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki ja, Sitarama Lakshmana Hanumanji ki ja. It was... What was there for the Lord? There was nothing for him. The tortoise. He just wanted to please them. And they were all interested in the goods from the ocean. The nectar of immortality, the gold, everything that the ocean could give. Not only that, they were so greedy and lusty, all of them. Demigods, demons, all of them, they were lusty that when the goddess of fortune came out, they all desired to marry her. But she was not attracted to anybody. She got a little bit attracted to Lord Shiva. Said, she saw, analyzed every one of them, searching for the man of her heart. who is there, to match, to be, you know, to deserve me. And she looked at everybody, all the demons, all the demigods, even Indra. She bypassed everybody. There was nobody that she was attracted to. She saw Lord Shiva, okay, but not enough. Then from then the Lord Narayan was there, an expansion of Kurma. He was there also, and she became attracted to him. This is the one that my head should rest on his chest eternally. Because all the things that we are attracted in this world doesn't attract Krishna. He's the embodiment of these six opulence, including renunciation. Renunciation is to renounce things is very difficult thing. Even the demigods, they cannot renounce. To give up the prestige, the power, the opulence, the Lord Shiva, a little bit, you know, he lives a life under the tree, austerity, but still, it's not up to the mark in terms of quality that Lord Narayan, Lord Krishna possess. He doesn't like to be God. He's always looking to serve. That's Krishna. Serving all the gopis, making them happy. His only business is to make everybody happy in the spiritual world. Rasa Raj, the king of Rasa, the master. He is the most expert how to make the living entities happy, or his devotees happy. And he's the best servant. That's why Balaram is the embodiment of servitude, the perfection of service. Sometimes we think, you know, to be a servant, to be a devotee is a degradation. But actually it's the most exalted thing. You want to be God? Become a servant. Then Krishna will make you God. He will serve you. You could see that, you know, Brahmana Sudama, he brought a few cheap rice. Again, Krishna washed his feet. That's an act of servitude. Let me wash the feet of my devotee. He becomes your devotee. That's God. So, one who understands this principle, then he's the best of man. Today is we have 10 minutes left, is the appearance day of Narottama Das Thakur. He was one of the gopis from the spiritual world, Manjari, actually, and always in the service of Srila Rupa Goswami. And he said that was the most merciful and compassionate gopi, and that's why she came down with the mood of helping the conditioned souls from this material world. And he came down as a preacher, book distributor. Actually, he's the first book distributor that became manifested in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was the one that distributed the mercy or the literature of the six Goswami. He formed the Sangitan party, himself, Shyamananda, and Srinivas, yes. So he was the Sangitan leader, Narottam. Narrow means, what it means, narrow. Anybody? Govinda knows. Narrow. Yes. Perfect. And Uttama. The best. You can see. As I said before, one who understands the principle, this principle, this the mood of Krishna, he's the best amongst men. So he was born as the best man. When he was born, all the inhabitants of Bangladesh, actually he was born Hindu, but was born in Bangladesh, and said that he had all the sign of a Mahapurush. Very exalted personality. Son of a king. He was born as son of Krishnananda Dutt. And the mother was called Narayani Devi. From Gopalpur, Pargan. In Bangladesh. And the astrologer predicted that this boy will be either either will become a king or he will become the best of devotees. But you could see he chose to be the line of bhakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he was born 50 years after Mahaprabhu's departed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, once he went to the Padma, near the Padma River, which is Ganges River, a particular place. Do you know the place, Govinda? And he bathed in that river. And he told Mother Ganga that I'm going to deposit something here. When someone will bathe, in 50 years' time, someone will come here, a young man, when he bathes in this river and you overflow, then you can understand that that personality is special. So you have to deliver this prema bhakti to that person. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he baited and he left the prema bhakti there. And Lord Nityananda was struck, said, "Who is this person? Please tell me, tell me." Mahaprabhu said he will come in 50 years' time to propagate the signs of bhakti, prema bhakti. And then 50 years passed, Narottama Das Thakur was born, and at the age of 12, he had a dream of Lord Nityananda. He was always very fond of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Panchatattva. So he had a dream of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda said, "Go and bathe in that river, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left something for you there." So he went and he bathed in the river. As soon as he stepped with a foot in the river, the river overflowed. Flooded. And Ganga, Mother Ganga, became astonished to see this beautiful boy, and she delivered the prema bhakti. And he said that he became even more and more and more beautiful, that the father did not recognize him, the mother did not recognize him. They wanted him to come back to normal. Feature. And he became not just beautiful, but mad of love of Godhead. So, we know quite a lot, a little bit of Narottama Das Thakur. He organized the very first Sankirtan festival in Vrindavan. And wherever he went, he organized, he brought Vaishnavas together. He was a very inclusive person. Not only that, he took up the responsibility to actually distribute the literature of the Sikh Goswami after he was initiated by his spiritual master, Lokanath Goswami. And the way he conquered the attention of Lokanath Goswami, so you could see that the same mood of service. Every time Lokanath Goswami would go and relieve himself, there was a place where he would go and pass urine and stool. So Narottam would go there at night and clean the place, change the sand, put, you know, fresh sand and water there for Lokanath Goswami to wash his hands, purify his hands, because the sand, the earth is also pure. You can actually, in those days, you could clean plates, you could clean your hands in it. If there is no water, the earth is pure. So, and not only that, he would also go through the samadhi of some of the Goswamis and clean them very nicely. So Lokanath Goswami, one night he said, "Who is doing this menial service?" And he would be very curious. So one night he was vigilant to see who would come after his toilet business. And he saw this boy. And the boy immediately fell down to his feet. And he said, "Please, give me your mercy. Accept me as your disciple." Lokanath Goswami was very famous, a bit like Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, that he never felt like worthy of giving shelter or giving initiation to anybody. He would always refuse. So he had a principle of not accepting any disciples. But Narottama Das Thakur, he did such a menial service that Lokanath Goswami said, "This boy is someone special." And he could understand the lineage of this boy, son of a king. Very rarely you find, from a royal family, that they go in the house of someone and clean the toilet. If you ask Prince Charles to go and clean the toilet of a devotee or a Brahmin, would he do that? It's a kind of degradation. But you could see the signs of Krishna consciousness very something that cannot be understood by mundane people. So we have here Prayojana Prabhu. He cleans toilet every day for all the Vaishnavas. That's wonderful service. It's something not easy to do. You have to go there and stay for half an hour in the toilets. And that toilet is not just used by devotees, but by guests, people who are coming from outside and contaminate people. But every day you could see, he goes and cleans the shoe room. And he doesn't do just once or twice, just for a show. But he's been doing that for years. Exalted devotee. So sometimes we think the heroes, they only exist in the Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada said, be careful. Pure devotee, heroes, they also exist amongst us. We don't know. We don't know another devotee. We don't know who is sitting next to us. Sometimes we think, "Oh, I know such and such." And this is an offense. Nara Vaishnava Matir Buddhir, the thing of a Vaishnava. coming from a particular place, a guru as an ordinary man. Charanamrita has ordinary water. Naramatir. That means, you know, the intelligence of that person is already residing in hell. So, on face value, on giving benefit of the doubt, we should always think, you know, this devotee, Krishna knows who he is. I don't know. Never think, you know, I know such and such. And we measure his intelligence, we measure his ability to do things. We don't know. We don't know who is who. So, Narottama Das Thakur was a great personality, and he wrote a lot of beautiful songs for us to get purified. And he said that every time you sing those songs, they drop in your heart as a thunderbolt, and they destroy all the anartha that they've been there for millions of lives. This is the power of the songs of Narottama Das Thakur. So today is his appearance day, and we beg for his mercy to become servant of Krishna, so that one day maybe Krishna will come and serve you. This is the perfection of life. Nobody can be the best servant, better servant than God. It's all about service. Love is a service, isn't it? Because mother and father, they produce a child. They dedicated their lives, you know, to serve that child. So when you love someone, then you serve that person. You love your friend, you serve your friend. You love your guru, you serve your guru. When you love someone for real, when someone comes and serves you, that means the person loves you. If someone has no desire to serve you and everything is like a business, if you do something for me, then I'll do something for you. That's not love. Love is when the service is actually not attached to any strings of interest. I do this for you because I want to make you happy. So this is the mood of Krishna. He's not interested to be God. And he wants, the guru comes, you know, to teach us how to become happy. He's the greatest teacher, he teaches the disciple how to enjoy the service. The mood of service, it's enjoyment. When you serve, you are happy. The nature of soul is to give happiness, give service. That nobody can take it away from you. Whereas the nature of the mind is atyahara, is taking. The soul giving, mind taking. That's why nobody is satisfied in this world. Because with a mind you can never become satisfied. Dusparena nalina cha. But when you do something, when you give, it's more enjoyable than when you receive. Isn't it? We all experience it. So, I think I went over. Is it 35 past? On that note, I finished the class, and I want to thank you very much. And is there any questions?